everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today on Senior Fitness with Meredith's Motivation with Meredith. So today, our topic, yes, you can. And the quote that we're using today, you can, you should, and if you're brave enough to start, you will. And that's a quote from Stephen King, the famous author. Let me read it again. You can, you should, and if you're brave enough to start, you will. And this is a great one to take throughout every day in our lives, no matter what it is that we are choosing to do, but especially with what we talk about and do every day, our health, wellness, fitness, and exercise. So this one, yes, is near and dear to my heart, because how many times does everyone think, I can't do that particular type of exercise. I can't do that movement. My body's not able to. I can't lift that heavy of a weight. I can't walk that far. I can't swim that distance. I can't bike that amount that someone's asking me to do. I can't work out for that long. 20 minutes is a long time to stand and do cardio. How many times do we say, I can't do that, before we actually try to do it? I think we talk ourselves out of more by saying we can't than we want to talk ourselves into doing things, unfortunately. I think that's just a human thing that we do. We just generally want to say we can't. And it's easier to say we can't instead of failing, right? If we say we can't do it, we never try it, then no harm, no foul. We try to do something possibly, and then we fail and we think, see, the whole time I thought I couldn't do it, and guess what? I couldn't. When that's not it at all, right? When we fail at something, it doesn't mean that we failed. When we couldn't do something, it's not a failure. It's you tried, you did your best, and you saw that you couldn't do it at maybe the level that you were doing it at, the weight that you were trying to hold, whatever the case may be, the type of job even that you were trying to do. It was not a failure. You learned something about yourself, and now you know what you should do the next time. Whether it's trying that same workout, movement, etc., but doing it in a way that maybe your mind and body can respond to differently and can actually do it. So let me read it again. You can, you should, and if you're brave enough to start, you will. And the starting is the hardest part, correct? We have to start somewhere in order to, first of all, see if we can even do it, but then to get better at it. And I think that's exactly what we need to look at when we look at our exercises each day. What can we do today? And that's why I'm such a big proponent on listening to your body. What is it telling you? You may have thought the day before, I'm going to do a HIIT workout tomorrow. I'll try the standing one. Then you wake up and your body says, I don't know if that's a great idea today. I'm really tired. Maybe I'm sore from a different workout. Maybe I have some vertigo going on today, some dizziness, something's just not right. You can still do your workout, but you just have to start and be smart about it. Maybe you do a seated HIIT. Maybe you do a different workout altogether. But being brave enough to start anything is going to prove that you can do it. That's it. You can, you should, and if you're brave enough to start, you will. You'll conquer it. You'll do it. So remember that. It doesn't have to be the vision that's in our heads that we're supposed to be able to do. Stop talking ourselves out of things, and let's just try and do them, right? Because we can do it. We'll be able to do it as long as we start and we try. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Senior Fitness with Meredith, Motivation with Meredith. Please remember that we are all here for you at Senior Fitness with Meredith and in the entire Senior Fitness with Meredith community. We are here for one another. So reaching out to me, reaching out to the community, go to the website, www.seniorfitnesswithmeredith.com. You can send me emails, questions, comments, quotes that you have, and I would love to use things that you would like to talk about with this one, personal stories, all of it. I'm open to it. I respond to it. I love it. Also, sign up for the newsletter. You'll get that email every Tuesday in your email inbox, and it will give you all the goodies that we are working on each week to keep you up to date. Workouts, podcasts, blogs, etc. So thank you so much for joining me. I look forward to our next motivation together. Take care. Take this with you because yes, you can.
It's time to rethink, renew, and reimagine retirement. Hey everybody, Jared Sebesta here, host of Retire Repurposed. Now, this podcast is about the non-financial parts of retirement, which many times can be even more challenging than the financial. We believe retirement is not the end, rather the beginning of what could be the most impactful, purposeful, and fulfilling season of a person's life. So don't retire, become repurposed. To listen now, search Retire Repurposed on your favorite podcast platform, Senior Resource, or Life Audio.